Welcome back, everybody, to Silverlight TV. I'm John Popp, the Silverlight Evangelist here at Corporate Microsoft, and today we've got Tim Heuer. You are a community PM in the Silverlight area.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good. We have a couple demos to show you today. Tim's been kind enough to come on board and talk to us about SMF, the Silverlight Media Framework.
That's correct.
And how it works with smooth streaming.
Yes.
To show good video experience,
yes.
If I could speak. So now that I'm not speaking well, I'm going to let Tim take the reins and tell us about what SMF is.
Sure. So one of the problem areas that we have one of the problem areas Silverlight tries to solve is media delivery and playback. And for me, I look at that as actually in two different arenas. You know, there's the NBC Olympics of the world, right? Super high scale, super high quality. You need something reliable, HD level quality.
Millions of viewers, yeah.
And, you know, live encoding, that type of thing. Then there's the second of, you know, you and me wanting to put a video in a blog post or some HTML context of that. So that's kind of what I want to talk about today, at least. The Silverlight Media Framework is it's currently in version 1.1, and its goal is to we released when Silverlight came out. A lot of people we have a media element in Silverlight, mm-hmm. right? Which its whole purpose is to deliver audio and video playback,
right?
And you can build controls around that, but the media element only is a surface. That's it. There's no controls. There's no anything. Only up until Silverlight 3 did we actually have that expression delivered a media player.
In the expression blend.
Expression encoder.
Encoder, yes.
And so it's an assembly that's dependent on that. It's not a part of Silverlight. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people built various different players on it, myself included, with Joel Newbeck, one of the Silverlight MVPs.
Right.
This was in the Silverlight 2 timeframe. But what Microsoft decided to do was, let's consolidate the best practices we've learned on things like the Beijing Olympics, on things like Sunday Night Football, from our customers and how we've helped our customers adapt, and let's provide that as a best practice media delivery framework. So that's what the Silverlight Media Framework aims to be in this initial iteration.
Okay, and just to clarify, the framework is a set of code that anybody can grab?
Yes, it is. It is MSPL, MS Public License Code, mm-hmm. so it's open source, capital O, capital S,
right.
That anyone can grab from CodePlex. It is, like I said, it's in current version 1.1, and after I show it to you, I'll mention kind of what I believe the changes are going to be based on some feedback that I've given the team as well as other customers have as well.
Great. Well, let's jump right into the demo then.
Great. Okay, so what we're looking at, I mentioned that before, that Joel Newbeck and I, Joel is one of our Silverlight MVPs, developed a media player back in Silverlight 2 days, and we've called this the Silverlight Video
Player.
Which
was like, what, a week ago?
Yeah, okay. Exactly, yeah. So it was about 3 days ago, we're in front of film. I give Joel a lot of the credit. I kind of added some of the more advanced features afterwards. But this is a screenshot of this. This is still available, and I just want to call this out, and I'll bring a comparison back to it. If we actually look at, John, your show on Silverlight TV, Channel 9 is using actually an adaptation of the Silverlight Video Player. And you can see it has some animation effects. The controls go backwards and things like that, and it's, you know, got full screen. All the good features. Basic playback experience. Channel 9 is not doing smooth streaming yet, perhaps in the future. But this is the, I want a video in my HTML, right? This is HTML
right.
Here. We've got Silverlight over here, right? So what the next level up from that is the smooth streaming experience. And what smooth streaming is we have this product here called Expression Encoder. And just real quick, just to talk about what smooth streaming is, you have a media asset, and you want to deliver that in a, let's say, up to a high definition experience.
Mm-hmm.
But your users may be anywhere from, you know, a T1 connection to a 56K modem connection. But you want to deliver like a non-buffering experience to the end user.
Or you might be on a T1 that acts like a modem.
Yes,
sometimes.
Exactly, right. A T-modem, yeah. So you have latent network, essentially, right?
Right?
And we've all experienced this in online media. You're watching a video, and either it pauses, it's choppy, or when you seek, which means you take the progress bar and you go to a different time position, you pause and you see that user-friendly term, buffering. I don't know why we use that term. My mother-in-law doesn't know what buffering means, right? But that's basically, it's needing to get caught up. So what smooth streaming aims to do is it delivers chunks at a time. So it's not delivering the constant stream of the media, but it's delivering, you know, X amount of time frame at this given bit rate. And now it may say, well, wow, the network's no longer latent. I have a super big pipe. I can give you the HD experience now. So in the future GIT request for the media, it's going to say, well, instead of the 700K stream, mm-hmm. give me the 2.5 megabit stream. And we all do, this is all actually powered by Smooth Streaming. It's actually an IIS 7 feature. Now, you, how to create Smooth Streaming content, you can use something like Expression Encoder 3. We have this, just a sample media file here. We've actually done a good job providing presets for you. So we can go under here and say encoding for Silverlight. You can see that there's a set called IIS Smooth Streaming, and we can choose our preset. We can either use H.264 or VC1, which is the WMV format.
So WMV is for VC1, H.264 is if you want to do something for iTunes or something like that?
Yeah, for basically MP4 files.
MP4,
yeah.
Right.
So for delivery to iPhone, that type of thing, or iTunes, exactly.
Now, anybody who wants to use Smooth Streaming, is there anything set up that you need besides IIS?
There is. So you need IIS 7. So you need Windows 2008, IIS 7. And then you'll want to use something like the Web Platform Installer to get what's called the IIS Media Pack. And that has the plugins to IIS 7 to basically enable the chunk request capability for Smooth Streaming. Other than that, you just put these files on the server. There's no like streaming server you have to set up. There are other optimizations you can do to Smooth Streaming, but for the basic scenario, you can just throw these files.
And the Silverlight player knows how to read, knows it's a Smooth Stream as opposed to a...
That's the interesting thing. So the media element itself does not, if you pointed it to a Smooth Streaming URL, it would not understand that. Right? Media element is intended for Windows Media Streaming, so historically what we know as normal streaming, or progressive download. I got a file on a server somewhere. So what we've done in Expression is we've provided built-in templates that automatically have Smooth Streaming capabilities, mm-hmm. or, and again, what we've tried to do with the Silverlight Media Framework is provide a best practices experience around that.
Right.
So under the hood, it really uses the Media Stream Source API of Silverlight to deliver those bits, those frames.
Okay.
So if you wanted to create one, you could just select these presets. I'll select 1080p, and I click Apply. And if we see under the Encode tab here, under the video, in this area right here, we can see that, you know, 1, 2, 3, looks like about 8 different streams will be created. So this may come as a shock to some people. Hey, I have this 200 meg file, and now all of a sudden you've given me 8 files, one of which is, you know, 8 gigs down to, you know, 10K or whatever.
Those right.
are exaggerated numbers, of course. But not all of these streams are being requested by the client. So again, as I get high definition, it's going to deliver up to 6 meg. In this case, what we chose here, 1080p.
And the client will switch between the formats based upon the network latency.
Based upon the network latency and other heuristics, right? You kind of don't have to think too much about that. So, you know, this actually encoding does take quite a bit of process. I mean, this is only probably a 30-second clip. And, you know, for the 1080p, it would probably take 30 minutes. So I'm not going to go through that.
Because
here,
it's encoding it.
It's encoding it,
times.
Yeah, almost 10 times. The end result is you'll get several files. So I'm just going to close this. The end result is you'll get several files. And the URI, let me bring up Visual Studio now. And just as a sample project here, the URI to a Smooth Streaming kind of format is would look something like this. And let me just look at the end result of the URI here. So we've got this server here, Video 3, blah, blah, blah. bigbuckbunny.ism/manifest. And that's the command that IIS understands to say, oh, okay, I need to give you, I know available bandwidth is X. At this pixel ratio, I'm going to give you this chunk, this chunk, this chunk, until that situation changes. Maybe I went to full screen now.
Right.
And I'm going to give you different capabilities. So that's the 101 of Smooth Streaming. What we've done with Silverlight Media Framework is to try to, again, provide a best practices view of that. So the Silverlight Media Framework, it's open source. It's smf.codeplex.com. You can get the source. And it actually does quite a lot of things. Right now, if you go to the downloads, you're just downloading code. So usually this is something that you would integrate into your Silverlight application. And it has a lot of the basics you can see, you know, basic playback, time scrubbing, markers, implementation, etc. It also has DVR capabilities, right? So this is kind of the Sunday Night Football experience. So all of that best practices are included in here.
So you can do playback, rewind,
fast forward. We don't say double speed; it's more fast forward.
Right.
and a couple of other.
And the markers things. Are what they use in Sunday Night Football to show the key plays.
Key plays, yeah, and they're doing it for the Olympics as well. There's a logging framework that you can add some more logging and capabilities. There's, you know, if you are doing live encoding versus VOD or video on demand. I know a lot of people say, "What's VOD?" so it's video on demand. And so on this page, along with the code, there's a series of videos that they're very short, very simple to help you get started.
For each of the features.
For each of the features, yeah.
And you don't have to do all these features if you want to use this.
No, and in fact, that's the what I found my situation in is that the video player that Joel and I created kind of has gone a little bit stale. And so I said, you know, I want to look at SMF. I want to use that as my embeddable player. What I didn't like is, and the team has taken this feedback, so hopefully we'll see this change, is that, you know, I go to the downloads here. I can't just download the player, right? I either have all the source, and it assumes that I'm going to put this in my overall Silverlight application.
Right.
But for me, what if my Silverlight application really is just the player, right? So that's kind of what I went out to set out to do. Now, one of the things that most players do now is, you know, you set a media element, the page loads. If it's a progressive download situation, that media is already downloading in the background, right?
Right.
Before you've even clicked play. So you're using my bandwidth before you've even indicated you may want to watch that. So that was a problem that I had. I'm learning a lot about cloud computing and bills lately. And so I didn't want the media to start until you said, please play the media.
Right.
The current expression encoder templates actually do this for you. So Silverlight Media Framework currently does not, and I wanted to extend it to make that capability happen. So what I did was, my goal was, I wanted to create that player. I wanted somebody to be able to download a player that was built on top of the Silverlight Media Framework that could handle smooth stream, the basic smooth streaming, not any of the DVR capabilities, as well as progressive download with my functionality of what I call autoload, which is expression calls autoload.
Right.
So what I did was, this is just my simple, I call it the simple SMF player here.
So you've taken SMF and stripped it down to just your needs for what you want to do for your website or for Silverlight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm trying to basically replicate the usage scenario of the SL video player that we had using this as a best practice framework.
And it's a good practice to get into because obviously we don't want to have five or six different versions of video players everybody's
right.
using. So this
right.
gives a common code base.
Exactly. So what I did was I just created a new Silverlight 3 application. I added references to three things that you'll need to add references to. There's two core libraries for the Silverlight Media Framework itself, the framework and the player. And then there's also the smooth streaming SDK assembly that you'll have to add. These are pretty lightweight. I'll talk about the size in a second.
We'll put the links up on the website.
We'll put the link. Yeah, and the links are all down there. The SMF project does not distribute the SDK, so you do have to get that separately.
Okay.
And then what I did was I actually was looking for ways to do my autoload feature. And I was struggling because the SMF assumes that the media element will be set when the player renders.
Right.
And once you set a media element for progressive download, it starts downloading.
It goes.
That was exactly what I was trying to prevent. Now, there is some interesting things that are in SMF that were preventing me from tapping into the play click command on the control, which it has a very good event model, but it assumed some things that I was breaking the scenario on.
Right.
Luckily, with the help of one of the developers of SMF, so this is Kevin from Vertigo. He is Sundried Coder on Twitter. We went back and forth and we talked about what I really want is this, essentially this deferred media source. So I was thinking I was going to have to bust into the code and create my own build of SMF. Turns out I don't have to because of the model that they created was very extensible for me. So I just inherited from Player themselves, and I created two new public properties, a deferred source and deferred smooth streaming source.
Gotcha.
Quite frankly, this one actually doesn't make sense because smooth streaming actually won't start unless you indicate playback.
Right.
So it's there, but it's not, I'm not using it at all. And really let's show it first of all. It probably makes more sense to look at it. So this is the player. And if we had Fiddler on here, you would see that nothing's downloaded. I do have a progressive download media file that's attached to this, but nothing's being downloaded, so I'm saving bandwidth.
And for those not familiar with running the videos in this, normally you load a video in Silverlight, it starts playing.
It starts playing, yeah.
Right.
So what I wanted to happen was when the user clicked play, then start buffering and playing once you have that buffer. I've set my buffer, I think, to 3 seconds.
Now, does that cause any kind of a delay? Obviously, on your computer it won't, but does it cause any kind of a delay by not starting as soon as you open the page?
It will. It will buffer. I mean, you haven't downloaded anything yet, so you are in control of the buffer size. If you set it to 1 second and you have a latent network, you're going to see that buffering symbol, like, pretty rapidly. So
right.
I recommend, you know, kind of determining that heuristic yourself. I found for the video that I've been testing is about 3 seconds is
okay.
Enough to get enough started that it will catch up to itself. So now what happens is once I click play, now it's starting the video based on the buffer, but it's also downloading it behind the scenes. So it wasn't loading until I indicated I'm going to play this video.
Right.
And then do that.
And to be clear, the reason you did this is in some cases you could be hosting these videos on a cloud where you're paying for the service and the bandwidth.
Exactly.
And you don't want to get surprised with any bills.
Exactly. So you can see that this, and it has, you know, full screen capabilities, and this is a very professionally looking player. This is the out of the box scenario right here, or UI right here. It looks very professional. It's very clean. It has some very subtle animations, which are helpful. It has full screen, has volume bar, has mute, all that capability. I like it the way it is, and I think and everything is template. So, you know, Silverlight has a great template story. Being able
right.
to, you could open this up in Blend, and I could say I don't like the play button. Right click, edit template. Make it my own.
Exactly. And if you wanted to use the other features in there, such as the DVR playback and the markers, you could use that with SMF.
Yes, you can indicate that as well. So it was very simple to do that. I basically, there's an event on that play control. That's a control that has its own event. There's an event called play control clicked. So I say, hey, if the media element hasn't been set yet, but there is a deferred source, now set it. And that's going
right.
to start triggering that. And you can see that actually, I think...
It looks like you only have 50 lines of code in your entire extension.
Yes.
For this entire
yeah.
class.
So, yeah, this extension for this kind of custom player, you're right, is you know, less than 50 lines of code.
Which is
that.
Pretty impressive to see that you can extend something as complicated as SMF and get something to be customized like you're looking for very easily.
Yeah, exactly. So it was very simple to customize, and now I have this zap file that I can distribute to anyone, and if we look at how it initiates it, right? The other thing was I told the SMF team was I want to be able to provide you a parameter. Don't assume that I'm going to use the framework in another Silverlight application. I may just use it as an HTML page. So we have this lovely feature in Silverlight where you can send initialization parameters
mm-hmm.
to it. And so that's the other thing that I added into my custom player is the ability to listen to certain parameters and,
right.
and load those. So very simple, the only required one is called media, and that's the URI to your source. The other optional ones is if I wanted to say autoload true.
Which is your feature.
Yeah, which is my feature. And then if it was a smooth streaming, you would say smooth streaming equal true.
Right.
So you could do that. So that's just some things that I added on. So that way this zap is essentially a dumb zap. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't do anything unless you provide it the parameters. But I can give you the zap. You don't have to write any code, and you have this player that you can put in HTML.
Exactly.
Put this object tag in, you know, bust up a URI to it, and you're good to go. So some of the downfalls. If we look at the compiled source here, the zap itself, if we look at SMF player zap, 230K.
Right, not too big.
It's not too big, but when I reflect upon what Joel and I were able to accomplish, 16K. Now what's happening here is, you notice that I'm using it for progressive download, but how SMF exists today is that it was really built for smooth streaming scenario,
right?
So it's taking on it all the dependencies of the smooth streaming SDK, which I'm not using. And I'm not using DVR, but I have those in the code there.
Right.
Couple things you can do. You can download the source itself. So let's open that up. Here's the source for the actual SMF itself. It's nicely segmented, so we got some, you know, the logger and the player. And
could cut out code to reduce your zap.
We could cut out code, yeah. And there's a test harness in there as well for you. Unit tests and everything. So we could go in this player and say, you know, I'm not using markers, get rid of that. I'm not using smooth streaming, get rid of that, etc. What is likely more going to happen based on feedback in future versions is that it'll be more cafeteria style. So you'll have the leanest possibility of the player, and you say, oh, I do want smooth streaming. So now
are they looking at using something like MEF to pull in those features?
Yeah, I think so. So it's going to be a dynamic zap kind of loading capability.
Right.
I believe the MEF will be used instead.
So you might have multiple zaps for the SMF framework here.
Yeah, and think about it, you know, to extend it how you want it as well. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, Jesse Liberty has a Hyper Video project
I've heard about that.
Yeah. And so, you know, maybe that's just a plug-in to this instead of...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I think the future is bright for this framework. They got a lot of good feedback from the non-big boy users, right? From, you know, the people like me, I like to say, about, you know, hey, I have a simple scenario, but I do want to use...
millions of people every day?
You know, but I mean, even the simplest people want to use the best practices.
Right.
So... I say that the size is a downfall. It, like you said, it's not huge, but relative to other player sizes, that can turn some people off.
It is 10 times larger than a lot of the other players
yeah,
that we have.
But you know, I would just say, know that we're aware of that, and we're looking to make this even more extensible and optimized for all the scenarios.
And simply by using something like MEF, you could reduce that significantly by only pulling in what you need.
Exactly, exactly.
That's great.
So yeah, so I mean, it's check it out. I mean, it's if you need something like this, I've actually made it a part of my blogging workflow now. I have a Windows Live Writer plugin that I can just say, insert video, and I point it to the URL, and it gives me this nice Silverlight Player Now experience in there, and doesn't suck up my cloud storage bill.
Well, that's good.
Like
that's
it used to.
We don't want to do that.
No. So.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on and showing us the Silverlight Media Framework and IIS Smooth Streaming in
yes.
this episode. If anybody has any questions about this, please, you can contact Tim at timhewer.com
yep.
Through his blog, or you can check out some of this information. We'll put all the links for CodePlex, for all the different features, up on our site for Silverlight TV. And if you have any questions for the show, please follow us at silverlighttv.com. Sorry, at Silverlight TV on Twitter. Okay.